When it comes to our public schools, most everyone agrees the system needs a fix. What we don't agree on is how to do that. Don Nielsen spent 16 years on the Seattle School Board. By the time he left, Nielsen had a completely different idea about how to make schools better than he did when he took the job in the first place. Don Nielsen explores that in his book, Every School, One Citizen's Guide to Transforming Education. Nielsen told Ross Reynolds that when he ran for school board in 1992, he thought he knew what the core problems with public education were.
I thought I knew that, Ross, when I ran for the school board. I ran for the school board for the purpose of getting inside the system and trying to do my best to turn around an urban system. And I wanted to live in Seattle, so it had to be Seattle. But what I've learned, and the reason I wrote the book, is because what I thought was the case, and that was you could get inside the system and make a difference, and the urban system was the entity of change. Those were my two assumptions when I ran for the board. And what I've learned subsequently is I was wrong on both assumptions. It doesn't matter whether you get inside the board. You can't do anything of a sustainable nature. And the urban district, obviously, is not the entity of change.
Why doesn't the school board affect change? And why is the school system not the entity to make the change?
Well, the district is not the entity. And the school, the big problem is we have school boards that turn over every 2 years. And you can get a total turnover of majorities in every 4 years. And then each new board member has a different agenda. Sometimes the agenda is to get a new superintendent. There's no stability. I address three problems in education in my book that I think are structural problems that need to be changed before we address systemic change. And by systemic, I'm really talking about system change. The system itself is obsolete. But before you address change in the system, you have to put in place the high-quality people that the system needs. And so we have a teaching problem, we have a leadership problem, and we have a governance problem in public education. And in my mind, we have to fix all three. And we have to fix all three together because you can't have high-quality teachers in schools with lousy principals. You can't have high-quality principals in districts with lousy superintendents. And you can't have high-quality superintendents with a terrible school board. It doesn't work. So you have to get all three of them fixed. And quite frankly, all three of them are very fixable, and they all require modification of state law.
Don Nielsen is my guest, a former Seattle school board member. His new book, Every School, One Citizen's Guide to Transforming Education. Give me one example of how you could get better teaching if you modified state law.
The culprit has turned out to be, in my mind, certification laws. And certification laws were put in place for all of the very right reasons. I mean, the idea was that we should have a very qualified teacher in every classroom. And initially, that's in fact what happened. Education schools were formed as a result of bringing professors from various colleges on a university campus to an education school for the purpose of teaching young people how to teach. And it worked initially. But then they went one step forward, and that was to make it mandatory that you be certified to teach. You could not go into a public school unless you were certified. Well, what that did was gave education schools a monopoly over the supply of human capital going into our system. On almost every campus, and even in this private colleges, there's a school for the training of teachers. Mm-hmm. They are licensed by the state, and you go through a series of courses, and when you graduate, you can become a certified teacher in the state of Washington. You cannot become a certified teacher in the state of Washington without having gone through those schools. So the implication is that if you do that, you're going to be a better teacher. Well, the data doesn't suggest that this case. We have all kinds of certified teachers who don't know how to teach, and we have many teachers in private schools who aren't certified who are marvelously good at their job. You know, I always say Gerard Schwartz, who used to run the symphony, conductor, could not teach music in Seattle Public Schools. He could teach music anywhere else, but he couldn't teach in Seattle Public Schools. Bill Gates couldn't teach math or science or computer technology in the Seattle Public Schools, but he could do it anywhere else. And so you start saying to yourself, you know, and we should be teaching Mandarin to many of our children. How many fluent Mandarin-speaking students are there in the education schools? You know, you can't find them. But you can't hire them unless they go through those schools. And so it has the tendency of keeping really high-quality people out of our classroom. The very people we need to get in there are prevented from doing so.
Don Nielsen, a former Seattle school board member, he spoke with Ross Reynolds. Nielsen is now a senior fellow at the Seattle-based think tank, the Discovery Institute, where he chairs the Institute's program on public education reform. Don Nielsen's new book is Every School, One Citizen's Guide to Transforming Education. We're curious what you think of Nielsen's diagnosis of the public school problems. What do you think we should do to reform public schools? Write us. Our address is record@kuow.org. I'm Marcy Silman.